What's going on, crafters? Welcome back to a very rainy episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is the first time you're tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast all about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game, or they're just updates that we would like to see come to the game, such as the one we're going to be talking about today. So if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you're in the right place. I'm happy that you're here. If you enjoy what you are listening to, please consider subscribing on whatever platform you're listening on. Maybe even drop a review if that crosses your mind. And if you really, really enjoy it, please consider sharing it with a friend who might also enjoy it. Maybe you've got a buddy that you play Minecraft with, and you like to talk about Minecraft updates. You like to theorize about the future of the game, or maybe even come up with ideas for updates on your own. That would be the friend to share this podcast with. I will say right off the bat, if you hear a lot of rainy noises in the background of this podcast and hear me trying to talk over it, maybe that's because it's raining right now, and that's just what's happening. We've been having a lot of heavy rain lately around my area, and goodness gracious, just the whole world is one big puddle right now. So we'll just have to bear through it. Maybe it'll actually kind of make this podcast a little bit more relaxed, you know, a little bit more ASMR, like, I don't know. But hey, I kind of like the rain, so I'm okay with it. I hope you guys are as well. All right, so this, if you've been a regular listener, you realizing maybe this is a little different. I haven't been putting out episodes this week until now. That's because, like I announced last week, I'm taking this week and next week as sort of a more lighter approach, only doing Wednesday episodes this week and next week, just to give myself a little bit of breathing room with the podcast. There's just been things that I needed to take care of in real life, work-related, life-related, all the good stuff. And so it's just been really good and helpful to sort of take a little bit of a step back and only concentrate on doing one episode a week. That's not going to be the normal. I'm going to go back to a normal schedule where I do 5 days a week. But again, just changing it for this week and next week. Also, a reminder that in June and then later in December, I will be taking those months completely off. I will not be having any podcast episodes release on those months. So if you're just tuning in and you think, hey, I want to stick around and see what this podcast has in store, just keep that in mind. Things are going to change a little bit certain times of the year, and that's going to be completely normal and okay. I'm not leaving. I am going to be sticking around. I just do take breaks every now and then. Well, guys, let's get started here with the Q&A segment. This is the segment of every episode that I do to turn the spotlight on you guys, the listeners, and to showcase your ideas, your creativity, and thoughts when it comes to all things Minecraft. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys, what do you think the heavy core will be used for? Now, the heavy core, this is an item that you can get in the trial chambers, specifically after accomplishing the ominous version of a trial chamber run. If you don't know what that is, this is all stuff that's going to happen in 1.21. So it's not stuff that actually exists in the game as of now. This is a future update that should be releasing fairly soon, we hope. But the heavy core is an item that is used to craft the mace. You use a breeze rod and a heavy core, put it together, you have the new mace weapon. Very, very powerful. But the heavy core on its own is an interesting item. Currently, it only has that one use, but a lot of people think that it will be used for something else one day, because of course it has the name heavy core. It's not called the mace head. It's called the heavy core. That lends itself to a lot of theories about future uses for this thing. And so I wanted to see what you guys had to say about that. Energy Turtle suggests armor. It could be combined with armor to reduce knockback. Very interesting idea there. I could see I'm imagining like a chest plate with this heavy core kind of sticking out of it a little bit, just to weigh you down a little bit more. Maybe it also slows you down. Quacky400 says maybe it can be used to increase the power of a critical attack on swords and axes. Oh, interesting there. Now, I think that the Mace sort of already has this because, of course, it's made with the heavy core. But I would like something to sort of increase the critical attacks of weapons. John Marshmallow has an interesting idea. It is used to make a better version of the anvil. I personally like this idea a lot. The anvil desperately needs an upgrade. It is obviously, you know, around mid-game, late-game, it's not that difficult to get your hands on an anvil, but early-game it is, and I think that anvils break way too often. Maybe if you have an anvil with a heavy core built into it somehow, it doesn't break as easily, and maybe repairing your items on an anvil costs less experience. I feel like that would be the way to go with this. Anna says maybe a new type of beacon. I think that would be cool. And I would agree. It kind of lends itself to that. I mean, if you look at the heavy core, it reminds you a little bit of the beacon, or at least the inside sort of cube of the beacon. It also reminds me of the conduit. So it kind of lends itself to that a little bit. Micaiah says it could be used for a new portal, which would lead to a new dimension. Cool idea there. There have been a lot of people who had this idea that you would use heavy cores to unlock the ancient city portal by basically doing what you do with the end portal, lining it with Ender Eyes, or Eyes of Ender. You would do the same thing with the ancient city portal and line it with heavy cores. But people were quickly pointing out that because heavy cores are so hard to get, that it would be nearly impossible to fill out an entire portal frame. So that's probably not what's going to happen. But you know what? Maybe a new portal. That's a possibility. Anselm says it could be placed above a material block like diamond or iron to make the condensed version of that material, which is much stronger. Now, there's an interesting idea, being able to put it on top of a block and modify that block somehow as if it were being crushed by the heavy core, because it does have the name heavy in it. Currently, doesn't have that feature. If you place it on a block, it just stays there like a normal block. I don't know. I think that there could be something related to this idea that we could see with the heavy core. I like the idea of crushing things. That's a cool idea. Finally, Torben has an idea and says, it would be great to build a heavy golem, a flying golem that fires wind charges and does a ton of horizontal knockback when it attacks, instead of the iron golem's vertical knockback. A heavy golem. Now, there's an interesting idea. Maybe if you built an iron golem but incorporated the heavy core in it instead of a certain block, it would create a modified golem that has a stronger attack. That might be an interesting idea as well. Maybe it could be actually a boss mob, sort of like the Wither that you craft into the world. Well, thank you guys for these ideas and suggestions. If you would like yours to be read out on a future episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there, or you can go to Discord and do it on the channel that I dedicate to the Q&A segment, and I'll do my best to read as many of those as I can in a future episode. Speaking of the Discord, it's a great place to go and chat with other listeners of the show. The link is in the description of this episode. A lot of people actually like to collaborate on ideas for future updates and discussions about theorizing about the future of the game, but also on the One Block Challenge. Now, the One Block Challenge is a challenge that I do most of the time weekly. This is a little bit of a different one because of the gaps between episodes here. But it's a challenge that I do here on the podcast for the audience, where I give you guys a theme that's a one-word theme, and you guys come up with a block to add to Minecraft that has something to do with that theme. Currently, this is an extended challenge. You have a few weeks to work on this. The theme for this challenge is metal. So a block that has something to do with metal. It doesn't have to be a block made of metal. It can be. But it just has to have something to do with metal. So guys, if you want to have a refresher on how this challenge works and what it is, all of the details are in the description of this episode. Now, guys, we're going to get into the main discussion here. Because this is a Wednesday episode, Wednesday episodes I usually take to talk about and develop an idea for an update on my own. Just an update that I'm coming up with on my own, and usually do this over a series of Wednesday episodes. I'm going to start one this week, and this is based on a suggestion from a listener, and it's the end update. Now, a long time ago, near the very beginning of this podcast, I did a series, a three-episode series on my vision for an end update. So I thought it would be good to revisit it, according to that suggestion. I thought it was a great idea. So we're going to begin that today. And of course, before we get into all the fun stuff that we're going to add to the end, we're probably going to save that for future episodes. We're just going to kind of introduce ourselves to the concept of the end and the ways in which it could be updated, the ways in which that it could be fleshed out. So let's talk about the end as it is now. Of course, one of the most iconic things in Minecraft. It's the goal of most Minecraft gameplay. It's largely considered to be the end of the game, even though I don't personally consider it to be that way. I think that it's an optional end. If you want to stop once you get to the end, that's fine. But I don't believe that the game is really enforcing this as the end or even the end goal. It's just a path that you can follow to a dimension that happens to be called the end. So the end as it is now is a very, very sparse blank slate kind of place. And this is why a lot of people want to see an update for the end, in the same way we saw one for the Nether not too long ago. The end has biomes, actually. A lot of people don't realize this, but the end actually has biomes. But these are biomes that are basically invisible because they all pretty much look the same. The only differences would be if the island is big or small, if it goes uphill or not, and if there are chorus trees, and if there are end cities. Other than that, everything basically looks the same. There are three native mobs in the end, and that includes the dragon. So we have the Enderman, we have the Shulkers, and we have the dragon. I don't include the Endermites in here because those are not native to the end. They happen if you throw an Ender Pearl, you have a chance to have an Endermite spawn in. It really doesn't have much to do with the end other than kind of falling along the same kind of theme. So we have the Enderman, the Shulkers, and the Ender Dragon. We have four structures in the end dimension. There is the Return Portal. There are the Obsidian Pillars. There are the End Gates. And then there are the End Cities. And the End Cities are the only structure with loot. Now, I would argue that the End Cities are one of the most well-developed structures in the game. They are very, very good, amazing, engaging experience for the player, very well thought out in the way that they are designed, and the loot that you get from the End Cities are not only worth it, but I would argue fairly iconic to the game. So I like the End Cities a lot. That's not to say that they can't be improved, and we will do that in this series. But I did note here they are the only structure with loot, and really the only structure in the traditional sense of the game. Of course, we consider things like the Return Portal and the Ruined Nether Portals and things like that to be structures. But when you say structure, people generally think of things like desert pyramids, jungle temples, the new trial chambers, villages, things like that. Like basically buildings that you can go into and find things or have an encounter of some kind. Now, there's only one structure like that in the end, and that is the End Cities. So there's definitely more room for structures in the end, and maybe even redesigning some of the existing structures. Now, that's basically the end as it is now. I mean, everybody kind of knows it. It's the floating islands in the void. Everything looks the same. You've got basically the one mob running around everywhere, the Enderman. There seems to be no real organization to how the Endermen really work. They just seem to be plastered all over the place, which in my opinion is not great. And so, yeah, that's basically the end. So there are a few problems to solve in the end when we talk about an end update. And that's the stuff that we're going to get into in this upcoming series of episodes. First, there's really nothing to mine in the end. And there is a very limited block palette in the end. So in the end, you know, you go there, you might mine for endstone, you know, just if you need it for a random build that you need some sort of gradient with, you need some sort of pale, yellowy block that you want to use. Maybe you want the endstone variants like the bricks and things, so you'll get a lot of endstone so you can craft it later. There's also the chorus plants that you can use to craft purple blocks. Not a very popular block, but I think it's a fairly good one. But other than that, the build palette from the end is very, very limited and desperately needs to be expanded. And I feel like all of the builders in the game would love to see a whole new set of blocks come out of the end dimension. Another problem is plants and food from the end. We really only have one plant and one food source, and that is the chorus plant. You can use it to get chorus fruit that teleports you around randomly after you eat it, or popped chorus fruit once you cook it. That doesn't teleport you around and is it's a fine food source, but you only have the one food source and the one plant life variant in the game, in the end dimension. Another problem is very samey everywhere you look. No matter where you travel to in the end, you're really not going to see anything new unless you luck out and the seed gives you an amazingly mega end city. And I've seen those before. They can be quite huge. So unless you luck out and see that, you're going to basically see the same thing everywhere you go. Another issue is that Endermen are everywhere, and I feel like they are an unnecessary nuisance to avoid. If you go to the Nether in the old version, piglins, or at that point in the game, zombie pigmen, as they were called, they were pretty much everywhere. Like it felt like everywhere you looked, there were zombie pigmen. But after the Nether update, they became a little bit less common to find. And especially after the more interesting variant, the piglins, happened, you don't just find piglins around every corner in the Nether. Now, going to the end, in this version of the end, Endermen are everywhere. You literally cannot look at the horizon because you will get attacked by multiple Endermen. I don't like this. I think it makes more sense for the central island because it's a challenge when it comes to the dragon fight. But when you're exploring the end dimension in the outer islands, it just really is a nuisance. Like, you can't really take in what landscape there is for fear of being attacked by Endermen accidentally. I feel like that's just an unnecessary risk. I think that Endermen should be rarer to find. Not super rare, maybe just more uncommon to find out in the end islands. Or there should be a better way to cope with them other than using the pumpkin on your head. I feel like that's also a nuisance. So that's another issue that needs to be solved. Another issue that needs to be solved along the way is that the end is generally not an exciting place to be once the player gets Elytra and Shulkers. After that, it's sort of like, well, if I need more Elytra or more Shulkers, I'll go back there, but I don't really want to hang out here. It's just not interesting. That needs to be solved as well. I think that they did a good job doing that in the Nether update. This needs to happen in an end update. So my plan is to give the end the Nether update treatment. That means new mobs, new biomes, new blocks, maybe an ore to mine, more survivability, and definitely making it more engaging for the player. So making it a place to enjoy spending time in. So themes, I think themes are a good thing to think about here. The end, like the Nether, plays a very specific role in the game. Whereas the overworld is basically ubiquitous, it does everything, it's the jack of all trades dimension. The end and the Nether play specific roles. The Nether enables potion brewing and netherite gear. Very, very good things in the game. The end enables more powerful inventory in the form of ender chests and shulker boxes, and flight in the form of elytra. So those are the kind of the roles that they play in advancing the gameplay mechanics. These dimensions have themes as well. The Nether's theme, according to me anyway, is magic because of the potions and combat because of, one, the combat situations you find yourself in, and two, the Netherite, which is a combat feature because you use it to upgrade your weapons and your armor. And the End's theme seems to be teleportation, because basically everything in the game in the End teleports. It's just a theme everywhere you go in the End. And inventory in the form of the shulker boxes and the ender chests. So those are those themes. These themes will be the themes of the End update. So we'll be building on teleportation and we'll be building on inventory. So that's just to, dip our toes into these ideas and these concepts. Next week, on the Wednesday episode, I'll go into more detail on some of the more specific things I'll change about the End, things that I'll introduce. But that, for now, will bring us to the end of this episode. So send me your questions, comments, and ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I've been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I'll see you at Bedrock.